Brethren and sisters in Portland, Oregon, Oakland, California, June 11th, 1901. Dear brothers and sisters in Portland, I have words to speak to our brethren and sisters in Portland, Oregon. I thank you for the help that was given in response to the call I made when I was with you in camp meeting. I understand from Sister Gottsian that you are expecting a letter from me before you send the balance of the money pledged at that meeting. Therefore, I write to you now. I thank you for what you have done in giving of your means for the Southern work, but more means is required. Can you help us? I would again present before you the work in Nashville, asking you to do what you can to assist in the establishment of the work in that place. I am obliged to say that selfishness, the sin of the world, has become the sin of the church. Just before his ascension, Christ said to his disciples, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. It is selfishness that has prevented men and women from receiving these words in all their solemn significance. I would present to you the testimony of Mark. He says of the Savior, "He appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. Mark 16, verse 14 to 20. All who accept the Bible truth for this time will indeed have converted tongues. New words come forth from the lips of those to whom the Lord gives new hearts. They will go forth and preach everywhere the gospel of Christ, and the Lord will work with them, confirming the word spoken. My dear brethren, will you take the responsibility of setting the great need of means before the people in your borders? Work that ought to be done is being delayed. The work in Nashville must be firmly established. A good beginning has been made, and help is needed to still further advance the work. I call upon the church in Portland to show their interest by making donations for this work. Gifts, large or small, will be received with thankfulness. And if the money raised during the camp meeting has not been sent, please send direct to J.E. White, Nashville. I enclose a little pamphlet regarding the work in the South for you to read and circulate. I thank the Lord for what you have done, and I venture to ask for still further donations if you can help us at this time.